Let's speak now to Mabine Siabe, who's the mayoral spokesperson. Mabine, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What is the purpose of this Energy Indaba today?
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. I think you set it quite right. So we're looking at creating a path that reduces our reliance on Eskom. We want an energy mix that is both affordable and clean as we look to the future of Johannesburg. It's important that we do secure energy in Johannesburg and ensure that it's a constant supply. As the economic capital of the country and even the continent itself, it's important that we are able to keep the lights on and sustain economic activity.
The city does want to increase its use of sustainable energy, and you speak about that sustainable energy strategy and the reducing the reliance on Eskom. But how restrained is the city on national government? And we know that national government has shown that it's wedded to coal, that it has a commitment to gas as well, and is not quite so keen to look at sustainable energy options.
Well, that's why we've got to draw our own roadmap. We can't rely on national government alone. And even in the address, the acting CEO of City Power says we perhaps as the city as well need to look at power generation itself and look at what options are available for us in that space. We cannot rely solely on Eskom. We do procure 10% of our power from the Calvin Power Station, which is its own independent power producer. So there are models that are there for the city to move forward. The city of Cape Town as well is in many instances protected from rolling blackouts because of its own power generation. And although our issues aren't the same as Cape Town's, we are sharing notes on how we can move forward.
Mabine, how far away is that reality for us in Joburg that we can share the experience of people in Cape Town that are protected from one level, at least, of load shedding?
Yeah, sure. I mean, today is about that, how we can progress. Unfortunately, in the procurement space, it does take time before we'll be able to start breaking ground in these places. It would take about 18 months for those RFPs to become a reality. But we are doing everything that we can to ensure that this is a sustainable and long-term solution. We don't want quick fixes because we end up being in a worse situation than we already are. We are mindful that Johannesburg residents are becoming more and more impatient, especially when load shedding happens. It often takes time for electricity to be restored, and that's other issues that we're looking at, because the grid in Johannesburg, partly because it's aged and also because of how it's designed, is not made to be switched on and off. So that creates further problems for the city of Johannesburg. So we're working with all stakeholders. We've got innovators here, we've got academia, we've even got law enforcement representatives, and to just say what are the options that are available for us and how can we move forward in the long term.
Mabine, thank you very much. Mabine Siabe, the mayoral spokesperson for the mayor of the city of Joburg. So that Energy Indaba, the first of its kind, taking place in Johannesburg today. Looking at the options, how can we decrease our reliance in the city of Joburg on Eskom? How can we look at more sustainable sources, independent power producers? We need an extra 475 megawatts of capacity from energy sources, alternative energy sources, such as natural gas and solar. That's what they are foreseeing. And don't forget, in the short term, we do have a load shedding this evening from 5 o'clock and every evening this week as well.